Now,
that being said,
having said that, we need to talk about some ideas about values. And the first thing I think we want to talk about is where values come from. Before we do that, let's look at slide number 107. Your values actually, in addition to beliefs, your values actually work in relationship to goals. Let's say, you see, the thing is, let's say you have a conscious goal.
Hopefully you have a conscious goal.
Or you have a desired behavior. Let's say that you have a conscious goal. Now, you have some values which support that goal, which are unconscious. But the arrow meaning conscious is, well, you're conscious of your goal, and you're conscious of your desired behavior. But let's say for a moment that your behavior actually doesn't match the goals or the values that you have. Now, if the behavior doesn't match the goals or the values that you have, that means that there's unconscious variance with the two. So there can be, because values are so unconscious, they can be at variance with our conscious desire. Now, the conscious mind, we say generally in The Secret of Creating Your Future, the conscious mind is the goal setter, and the unconscious mind is the goal getter. But if the unconscious mind has anything which is at variance with the conscious mind, it's likely to produce inconsistent results or incongruent behavior. You guys with us so far? Good. The conscious mind is the goal setter. The unconscious mind is the goal getter. If the unconscious values are not in alignment with the goals that the conscious mind sets, the results will be incongruent.
How can the unconscious mind not be in alignment? Different decisions, beliefs that are part of the unconscious mind's system. And you can say, I want prosperity. Let's take an example. Yeah, I want prosperity. That's not specific enough, yeah, but just for the purpose of demonstrating what we're talking about. I want prosperity, but if in the unconscious mind you've got a belief that says, I don't deserve money.
Or even away from, kind of like, well, the only reason I want prosperity is to avoid
poverty.
Those are definitely not in alignment. Now, if the unconscious mind is at variance with the conscious mind, guess who generally wins? The unconscious mind, or there's a heck of a lot of effort. You have to really effort through it. And you're really always working. And you say, why is life so hard? That'd be the person who says, why is life so hard? And the reason is because the conscious mind's not lined up with the unconscious mind. So if the unconscious mind is at variance with the conscious goals and desired behavior, you see, the values have to support the desired behavior. And if the actual behavior doesn't match the goals, then the unconscious mind probably has some values that are not in alignment with the conscious goals that we've set. Okay.